Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Happy weekend and welcome to another edition of Focus on Community. How you doing? I'm Frank Rush and joined today by the fine folks at the Better Business Bureau of Indiana. That is Tim Maniscalco. He is the head guy over there. He is Mr. Scam. If anybody knows anything about scams, if anybody knows more about scams, I don't know who it is. Tim knows scams. Isn't that right?
Well, Frank, I've never been referred to as, you know, Mr. Scammer, but I guess I'll assume that identity for this interview.
That was meant in a positive way. So, so anyway, yeah, the Better Business Bureau, you guys are always keeping an eye out for scams and trying to make sure that folks get to keep their money in their pocket. What's interesting is for just you and me, Joe Blow consumer out here, it's free service for us to see what you guys are up to, and all your advice didn't cost us anything, right?
No, we are a not-for-profit. We work in the public interest, and you're right, everything is free to the public. You can go to bbb.org and get everything free. So, yeah, just come to us and you'll find out what's going on.
One thing about it, this whole COVID pandemic thing has certainly opened up an entirely new world of scams that are out there. I mean, there's, let's face it, crooks are crooks and they're always looking for the next angle. And this has certainly given them one. And contact tracing, there's copycat scams about that. I mean, tell us a little bit about what's going on, because I know it's pretty in-depth.
Yeah, first off, Frank, you're right. This whole COVID situation has really presented kind of the perfect storm for these scammers to, you know, come up with all sorts of new ways to trick us. And in this particular one with the contact tracing, here's what happens. You know, there are these health officials that are trying to prevent the further spread of COVID. So if someone has been diagnosed with COVID, they're asking, hey, who have you been in contact with? And these health officials then will try to get in contact with some of the people that have been possibly exposed to let them know, hey, you might be, vulnerable to or might have contacted the virus and you might want to get tested. Great service out there. I love that. Well, what's happening is now the scammers are posing as health officials. They will say that, you know, they are calling you because you may have been in contact with someone who has been diagnosed with COVID. And here's how it works. There are kind of two things that they want you to do. One is they may contact you via an email or text message or something like that. And then once you go to a website, here's a link, click on this. Well, that website or that link is just nothing more than malware that's going to download into your computer. So obviously if someone contacts you and says, hey, here's more information about something to do with your health, you're going to click on that link. So just be very, very careful if you get something like that from somebody who identifies themselves as, trying to help you out with coming in contact with someone who's had COVID and that they're from the health department. Once again, they're just posing as someone who wants you to get onto their website and onto their link and download malware.
That's good advice. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, the other trick on this one is they're going to call you. They're going to say you've been exposed to someone who has COVID, and they're going to start asking you a whole bunch of questions. And one of those questions might be something like, can you give us your Social Security number? Or we need some bank account information from you. So once again, they're just trying to get information from you. You know, if you can get someone's Social Security number, that is a big key to stealing someone's identity. So once again, these people are just trying to pose as health officials. They want to give you some helpful information, but they're not here to help you.
Although they're talking about COVID-19 and this kind of thing, this really is any different from any other scam that's out there, and it pretty much falls under the same advice that you and I have talked about and given here for years now, and that is, somebody calls you on the phone, you're almost better off just hanging up on them. Don't give them anything.
Yeah, once again, before you start giving information, particularly things like your Social Security number, and, you know, why would someone need your bank account information? That has nothing to do with COVID. Before you do that, you want to make absolutely 100% certain that you are giving it to someone who is, you know, going to use it properly and really need that information. So, yeah, you're right. Someone calling you on the phone and starting to ask you a whole bunch of information like that, you might just want to hang up.
I actually had a phone call the other day that was not COVID scam related, but it was one of those scams we've talked about before where they call you and tell you, hey, your utilities are going to get cut off. And yeah. And you could tell it was a computer type voice. It was very well done, telling me that in 30 minutes, your Duke Energy light bill is going to be, or lights are going to be turned off for non-payment of bill. If you would like to speak to a representative, press 1. Well, they called my cell phone, and I didn't bother to check the voicemail on it for about 2 hours. So, obviously, it was my lights were still on, you know. But
I was going to say, lights didn't go off, did they?
Yeah, but it just goes to show you what these people are doing. I mean, they're just calling around and hoping that somebody will fall for this stuff. So, I don't know. When it comes to these big health crises, you think these folks would kind of leave you alone, but this is kind of like their calling card. They see something like this, and that's what they hop on because they know everybody's worried about it, and they're not paying as close of attention as they might normally do. So
yeah, they are definitely opportunists. Definitely opportunists.
You guys have got a scam alert now about moving scams, and even though the whole country's been kind of sitting around at a standstill for the past couple of months, still, folks, your life goes on, and as folks change jobs, there's a lot of folks that are moving all over the place, and there's some scams out there now about moving, right?
Yeah, what we've seen, number one, summertime is the time when the largest moving season, so to speak, or the time when most people move. And because of the COVID-19, and like you said, there's job changes, those types of things, people can find themselves in unusual circumstances, and they're going to have to move. Well, there's a couple of scams that we've seen out there from different moving companies, and I'll say that with quotes in it because some of these places are not what we think of as legitimate companies for the moving scam. One is, you're going to get a really low price. They're going to ask you to put a deposit up front. Come moving day, you are going to be watching out your front door for the moving van to come up, and it never shows up. So you've just given somebody a deposit. You think you're going to be moving that day, and no moving van or nobody to move your furniture shows up. So that's one that you really need to be on the lookout for. And once again, they get you with very, very low pricing. So that's one you've got to be very, very careful of. The other one is they're going to load up your possessions. They're going to say, hey, we'll meet you at the new home, and then they don't show up at the new home. Then you might get a phone call or something saying, hey, we've got your stuff. Why don't you pay us a little bit more money, and we'll come and deliver your stuff. So basically all of your possessions are being held at ransom so that the moving company won't bring them to your new house until you pay the ransom amount. And then I think the other one that we see is people will quote a per pound or per weight sort of rate for you for your possessions. They will load them on, they'll estimate what the weight is going to be. They'll load it up, and then all of a sudden, oh, man, you're like twice as much as we thought. The rate just went up, and you're going to have to pay a lot more. So these are just some moving scams. So you just really want to make certain that you're dealing with legitimate movers. There's a lot of fly-by-night companies out there, particularly this time of year. They will, get a truck, start advertising on social media, send out emails, that type of thing. And you just want to make certain that you're dealing with a legitimate company because, these moving scams, can you imagine, you've loaded everything up and all of a sudden the truck isn't there.
Almost makes a couple of relatives, a rental truck and a case of beer seem appealing,
And the other suggestion that we have is if you've got valuables, things like jewelry, maybe some of your, important papers, if you got anything like a coin collection, things like that, move that yourself. Just put that in the car and do that yourself. Those things sometimes have a way of walking off, and it's so easy to steal small items like that are very, very valuable. So those types of things, put them in the trunk, put them in the back seat, and move them yourself.
That's just kind of like the same advice that you would give somebody who's going on vacation and they're traveling. Never put anything value in the luggage hold. Keep those things, as well as medicines and that kind of thing, and valuables. Keep those with you because there's no better protection for your valuable items than when it's actually in your pocket or in your possession.
Yep. Yep, you, that's exactly right. That's great advice. And once again, those small items that are valuable, they have feet, and they walk away sometimes.
And the other thing, too, is if you're looking for a mover, the Better Business Bureau is a great place to go to find advice on a mover. I mean, you know, if anybody's going to be a little shady out there, you guys are going to know about it.
Yeah, really. That's one of the highest types of businesses that are searched, particularly this time of year. We get a lot of people coming in and searching for movers. Probably your best bet there is you want a mover that is an accredited business with Better Business Bureau. You can, when you go to our website, you can actually click and nothing but accredited businesses will come up if that's your preference. So you can put in movers, accredited businesses, and then you'll know that you're dealing with trustworthy businesses.
You guys are celebrating a one-year anniversary of something that's very important to a lot of people and is pretty special. Tell us about that.
Yeah, BBB is a member of a group called InCase, and what that stands for is Indiana Coalition Against Senior Exploitation. This was a group that was started a year ago, January. It's BBB, AARP, the Secretary of State's office, Medicare is part of it, and there are a number of other groups that are part of InCase, Indiana Coalition Against Senior Exploitation. And think about this as kind of one-stop shopping. If you go to incase.org, that's incase.org, you're going to find all kinds of great resources there for seniors and just a variety of things that can help you, whether it's things like physical abuse, sexual abuse, financial exploitation, those types of things. There are a variety of resources that you can go to, different websites that you can click on that will take you to places where you can get, you know, information and help. Indiana is actually the second state that's done this. Maine was the first, and then we went and emulated a lot of the things that Maine did. So once again, it's in-case, in-case.org, one-stop shopping for information about seniors and exploitation of seniors. We are very, very proud to be a member of this, and it's a year old now, so great information out there for seniors.
And as we've talked about before multiple times here, and you guys at the BBB see this a lot, seniors are a prime target of scam artists out there. So it's not necessarily just physical abuse, but when it comes to abuse of seniors, there's a lot of crooks out there that are looking for them too, and unfortunately they tend to fall prey.
Yeah, they do. There's a couple of reasons why. Number one, you know, a lot of times seniors are home, alone. You know, they don't have someone to kind of, you know, bounce their actions and ideas and things like that, something that sounds good. You know, they don't have someone who kind of keeps them on the straight and narrow. Number two, seniors tend to have money. They tend to have, you know, more assets and more money than younger people. The scammers know that, so they're going to go after those people. And number three, particularly for phone scams, seniors still answer the phone. That's very courteous of seniors to do that, but the scammers know that, and they are going to call them on the phone.
And seniors tend to be a little bit more trusting, too. They pretty much believe what you tell them. And, of course, you know, the rest of us, me in particular, I don't trust anything anybody tells me, hardly. Especially if they call me and I don't know who they are, you know. But seniors a lot of times believe what somebody tells them on the phone.
Well, Frank, are you saying you don't even believe me?
No, I believe you. But then again,
thank you.
I called you.
You're right. You called me. That's right.
Yeah. So, I mean, but seniors do. They believe if people call them, I mean, and they take it sight unseen that, yeah, well, this guy must be truthful. And boy, that's just not the case anymore. And they don't oftentimes quite understand that. And that's too bad.
Yeah, it is. And one of the big scams that seniors are vulnerable to are these romance scams. And this is where, you know, let's say you've lost your lifelong partner and you're alone, and it's, you know, a very sort of depressing time in your life. Boy, here comes some, you know, guy on the internet or some gal on the internet, and all of a sudden they have an interest in you, and they think you're the greatest person in the world, and, you know, gee, all of a sudden now your life is looking a lot better because you've got a new interest in life. But that person is going to have all this excuse and that excuse why they need your money. So we've seen a lot of seniors fall for these romance scams. And, you know, the scammers are looking at the obituaries, looking at who, you know, may have recently passed away, and they're going to target their spouse or their partner. So we just see a lot of that with seniors also.
Yeah, those folks, they're interested in you, all right. The only thing they're interested in is your bank account, so do be careful of that. Now, Tim, you guys have a great website, which is?
BBB.org. You can go there. It's all free to the public, as well as you can go to our Scam Tracker website, scamtracker.org. Look and see what scams are going on in your area, BBB.org. scamtracker.org.
Tim Aniskiller with the Better Business Bureau of Indiana. He's the guy that runs the joint up in Indianapolis, and of course they cover the entire state. If you missed any part of today's conversation, we've got it for you on our website as a podcast. Just head there, scroll down a little bit, and you'll find Tim's picture. Click on that and you can listen to today's show all over again or download it to listen to again later. Again, bbb.org. That's all we've got for you this week. Thanks for joining us, and we will see you again next week.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.